giving. What are we giving? Our own future happiness. Because maybe you think, what shall I give? I don't have anything. And I'm not a happy person anyway. So what shall I give? Each and every living being will attain enlightenment. That's definite. Buddhas will not stop before, so we can be sure about that. That's the main reason why they have attained enlightenment, why they have become Buddhas. So what Buddhas are doing, they work day and night, they do guide living beings on the path to liberation from suffering and to pure everlasting happiness. So we are included. That means we can be completely confident that we will attain enlightenment. We will become a completely pure being. And now we can even understand, yeah, of course, if I purify my mind, I can become a pure being. A pure mind only perceives pure things. That's how it does work. Anyway, being convinced it is possible that we become an enlightened being. An enlightened being experiences pure and everlasting happiness. So it is unsurpassed inner peace of enlightenment, which is the purest form of happiness we can experience. So we can achieve that. And we are creating causes right now. But now what we are doing, through imagination, we are giving our future happiness to all living beings. We just give it away, offer it to all living beings. The more we give, the happier we will become. This is not something, giving happiness motivated by love is not gonna diminish our happiness. It's not gonna, like when we normally give money, yeah, we think it's getting less and less. But actually, even if we give money with more or less good motivation, we are creating the causes to get more. So anyway, just like with giving this happiness, we should never think I'm losing out. But it's not the case. And actually, Venerable Geshe-la in the previous chapter, he says, even if we are giving our happiness by giving love to others motivated by our love, we never lose the wish to be happy ourselves. Of course not. But what we will discover is the actual source of happiness. Actual source of happiness is our love for others. So if we love other living beings, we will naturally be happy. So I would like to read, like, first, then we have clear understanding. Giving in this context means with a pure mind, so pure mind of wishing love, both minds, compassion, wishing love, they are pure minds. Pure means they are almost free from self-cherishing. Yeah, the less self-cherishing, the purer our mind. So with a pure mind of wishing love, giving our own happiness to others through meditation.